13。
Text 1. Have you got this t-shirt in other colors?
We've got it in white, black, red, and purple. What size do you want?
Medium.
Okay. In medium, we've got black and red.
Okay. Red, please. Text 2. Hey, I think I have found a job that might interest Sue. Where is she?
She's not in today. She went on a trip to Leeds, I think. What is it?
Well, it's from a magazine called London Week.
Text 3. What time is our train back to New York?
It leaves at 4:30. It's already 4:25, and we've only got 5 minutes.
Which platform does it leave from?
Platform 2. Look, over there.
I can't see our train anywhere. Let me see the ticket. Look, it says 4:20, not 4:30.
Text 4. Mom, Mike's just phoned. He wants me to go to the cinema this evening.
You can't go out, Bill, if you haven't finished your schoolwork.
But I have, and I've even cleaned my room.
That's all right, then.
Text 5. Hello, I'm not in. Please leave a message.
Hello, Jack. This is Sherry. I got your number from Dave. I'm ringing about the trip for tomorrow. I need to ask you something. Can you ring me back? My number is 093-276-326. Thanks.
Text 6. Hi, Julia. Do you want to play tennis after school, say, about 4 o'clock?
That would be fun, but I've got a swimming lesson. It's usually at 5:30, but it's half an hour earlier this evening, at 5 o'clock. It takes me ages to cycle to the swimming pool, so I really don't think I'll have time today. Let's try tomorrow.
Okay. Hi, Julia. Do you want to play tennis after school, say, about 4 o'clock?
That would be fun, but I've got a swimming lesson. It's usually at 5:30, but it's half an hour earlier this evening, at 5 o'clock. It takes me ages to cycle to the swimming pool, so I really don't think I'll have time today. Let's try tomorrow.
Okay. Text 7. Hi, Mom. I've decided to move from my dormitory at the university and into a flat with some friends.
Is the flat near the university, Jill?
About 20 minutes by bicycle, and there are buses every half hour. But I'll walk through the park and have breakfast at a cafe there with my friends.
Will the flat be quiet so you can study?
There's a shoe shop downstairs, but it's never busy, and there's not much traffic.
Is it expensive?
£200 a week, but there are 5 of us, so that's £40 each, which isn't bad.
Good. Does the flat have a nice kitchen?
Well, the fridge is old and the cooker's a bit small, but that doesn't matter. We can't cook. Can I still use your washing machine, Mum? Because there isn't one there.
Of course.
Hi, Mum. I've decided to move from my dormitory at the university and into a flat with some friends.
Is the flat near the university, Jill?
About 20 minutes by bicycle, and there are buses every half hour. But I'll walk through the park and have breakfast at a cafe there with my friends.
Will the flat be quiet so you can study?
There's a shoe shop downstairs, but it's never busy, and there's not much traffic.
Is it expensive?
£200 a week, but there are 5 of us, so that's £40 each, which isn't bad.
Good. Does the flat have a nice kitchen?
Well, the fridge is old and the cooker's a bit small, but that doesn't matter. We can't cook. Can I still use your washing machine, Mum? Because there isn't one there.
Of course. Text 8. Hello, Travel Wide. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. I'm looking for a hotel for a weekend.
Are you looking for a peaceful weekend in the country, a busy city break, or a relaxing time at the beach?
Well, I certainly want a quiet weekend. I work very hard, so I'd like to relax for a few days.
So, it would be country or beach. Which would you prefer?
The beach is very relaxing, but I think I'd rather go to the country this time.
Okay, that's fine. Let me have a look at country hotels. Would you like to stay at a spa hotel where you could swim, read, eat healthy food, and have relaxing treatments? Or would you prefer a family hotel on a farm?
I must say I like the idea of a spa.
Well, let's just look at our spa hotels. You don't want the beach?
No, I'd like to go somewhere in the countryside.
Okay, then it won't be the Harbor Grand Hotel. Roomba Inn is a family-run hotel in the country, but it's not a spa. How does Sparkling Spring sound? It's a spa hotel in the countryside with an indoor heated pool and views over the fields and woods nearby.
That sounds exactly what I'm looking for.
Hello, Travel Wide. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. I'm looking for a hotel for a weekend.
Are you looking for a peaceful weekend in the country, a busy city break, or a relaxing time at the beach?
Well, I certainly want a quiet weekend. I work very hard, so I'd like to relax for a few days.
So, it would be country or beach. Which would you prefer?
The beach is very relaxing, but I think I'd rather go to the country this time.
Okay, that's fine. Let me have a look at country hotels. Would you like to stay at a spa hotel where you could swim, read, eat healthy food, and have relaxing treatments? Or would you prefer a family hotel on a farm?
I must say I like the idea of a spa.
Well, let's just look at our spa hotels. You don't want the beach?
No, I'd like to go somewhere in the countryside.
Okay, then it won't be the Harbor Grand Hotel. Roomba Inn is a family-run hotel in the country, but it's not a spa. How does Sparkling Spring sound? It's a spa hotel in the countryside with an indoor heated pool and views over the fields and woods nearby.
That sounds exactly what I'm looking for.
Text 9.
Welcome to your new jobs at the City Hotel. Before you go off to your departments, I'd like to tell you a few things. First off, some of you may have already been there, but for those of you who haven't, the staff room is F249. That's on the second floor. Next, we have to take your photos, and we're going to do that here so that on Friday you can all be given ID cards. We'll do that in a minute, but before we start that, can I just tell you that from noon today, your uniforms will be ready for you to pick up from the laundry. Finally, at 3:30 this afternoon, we are testing the fire alarm, so please tell all the customers not to worry. It's just routine. Welcome to your new jobs at the City Hotel. Before you go off to your departments, I'd like to tell you a few things. First off, some of you may have already been there, but for those of you who haven't, the staff room is F249. That's on the second floor. Next, we have to take your photos, and we're going to do that here so that on Friday you can all be given ID cards. We'll do that in a minute, but before we start that, can I just tell you that from noon today, your uniforms will be ready for you to pick up from the laundry. Finally, at 3:30 this afternoon, we are testing the fire alarm, so please tell all the customers not to worry. It's just routine. Text 10. Hello, Richard. I wasn't at school today because I was ill. Can you tell me what our biology homework is?
Yes, Sally. In class, we talked about animals that live in water. For homework, we have to read a book about them. The book's called Ocean. It's in the school library.
Okay. Who is it by?
Let me see. It's by Martin Cooper.
Is that C-O-O-P-E-R?
That's right. You'll find the books on the fifth shelf on the biology bookshelf. We have to look at Part 7, pages 123 to 127.
Okay, that's not very much. What is it about?
That part's all about fish. It's quite interesting. Mrs. Knight says we're going to study lakes next week.
All right. Do we have to read these pages for the lesson next Monday?
We have to finish the reading task by Wednesday.
Oh, good. I'll go to the library on Thursday. Thanks, Richard. See you tomorrow. Hello, Richard. I wasn't at school today because I was ill. Can you tell me what our biology homework is?
Yes, Sally. In class, we talked about animals that live in water. For homework, we have to read a book about them. The book's called Ocean. It's in the school library.
Okay. Who is it by?
Let me see. It's by Martin Cooper.
Is that C-O-O-P-E-R?
That's right. You'll find the books on the fifth shelf on the biology bookshelf. We have to look at Part 7, pages 123 to 127.
Okay, that's not very much. What is it about?
That part's all about fish. It's quite interesting. Mrs. Knight says we're going to study lakes next week.
All right. Do we have to read these pages for the lesson next Monday?
We have to finish the reading task by Wednesday.
Oh, good. I'll go to the library on Thursday. Thanks, Richard. See you tomorrow.